with Brendan Burke.
Welcome back inside Peoria's Carver Arena with the Rivermen leading 1-0 over the Lake Erie Monsters on a goal from T.J. Hensick. His 13th of the season from Derek Nesbitt and Brett Sterling at 5:37, and Peoria outshot the Monsters 18-8 during the opening 20 minutes. I'm Brendan Burke, and we welcome into the broadcast the general manager of the Peoria Rivermen, Kevin McDonald, who braved the weather to make it here to the arena. We appreciate him coming on. Not exactly the best night to be driving up from St. Louis, was it?
No, it was going to be 60 degrees when I left Washington, D.C. today, and I landed in St. Louis and said, oh, this drive will be interesting. But no, it all worked out good, and we have a nice home schedule here Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And Peoria home for most of January after New Year's Day. Just the two road games next weekend, and that is it for the travel in January. You knew you had to make it up somewhere after the 15 of 21 on the road there during November.
No, that's it. Now we got to make it count. Yeah. I mean, we've been looking forward to this stretch of the season, and you know, hopefully St. Louis is going to get healthy, and it's nice to have Krachev in the lineup here, certainly. And it'll be nice to get Fairchild back in, and but we got to make these home games count. And we got off to a good start that period. I mean, 18 shots was great, and you know, it would have been nice not to kill those four minutes. But you know, that's the kind of hockey we need to play here at home.
18 shots on goal with 4 minutes killing penalties. I mean, that's
yeah. No,
that's
Jared would take that every game. That's for sure, home or road.
You mentioned Cade Fairchild. I want to ask you about the All-Stars at Hensick and Fairchild. There are certainly a number of guys on this team that could deserve an All-Star berth, but I know maybe T.J. Hensick is a no-brainer for a lot of people, but it's nice for Cade Fairchild to be recognized for what he's done here in his rookie year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's not the big power play guy or the big point producer, but, I mean, I think that's the nice thing about the system. They have coaches vote in the division, they have conference calls, they spend a lot of time on it, they take it seriously, they let myself and Jared advocate for the guys that we want, and you know, I think the plus minus was something that everybody, you know, and certainly the coaches that play against us, you know, see a player that's playing 22-23 minutes consistently, and when we have success, he's a big part of it. And when he's not here, you know, it's a lot tougher to fill those 23 minutes without him. So, I mean, it's a great story. I mean, you know, 4 years of college, he's a healthy scratch for opening night with us. And, you know, he's leading the league in plus minus. You know, he's an all-star. He's on, I think this is his third call-up now. So, I mean, that's development. That's valuable experience. And, you know, and it's great for Cade. He's come in. He's a mature kid. He's very intelligent. He's skate, move the puck, and you know, we're excited to have him in the system. And it's, you know, it's great when there's an injury like tonight. He gets to go up and play, and you know, and he's showing he can play at that level, which you know, it's hard to play in this league as a true rookie. You know, to go up and get, you know, three NHL call-ups shows you that he's really on the right track.
And if there's one guy that was left off the All-Star team that maybe has every right to be on it, it would probably be the goaltender in Ben Bishop, who leads the league with 5 shutouts. And, you know, if there's anybody that's not going to the All-Star game, if Desjardins isn't healthy by then or Matt Hackett is still up in Houston, you've got to think that he's a guy that deserves to get that mention.
No, absolutely. And we, like, I personally really pushed hard for Ben to get it. And you know, I talked to Mike Murray at the league a couple times, and he basically said that, like, if there's a goalie from the West that – whatever reason, if Mac Hackett's in the NHL or there's an injury, Ben would be the guy. And I think Ben got hurt by two things. One, his big weekend came basically after they made the decision. So if you looked at those numbers when you made the announcement on Tuesday, it looked better than if you
right.
saw him on Thursday. And the other thing is the format, East-West. And everybody's got to be represented. Certainly if it was Planet USA Canada, he
no
was
chance.
In. He was yep. a lock. But you know, I spoke to Ben and I said, we really push for you. We really feel like you're an all-star. We still hope you get to go and enjoy the experience, but in our mind, you've earned it. And whether you get the time off or get that weekend and get to focus on the rest of the year, or you get to enjoy the experience, you know, he feels good about his game. He knows he's capable of going there and playing with any goaltender there.
And speaking of all-star goaltending, Brian Elliott getting the nod at the St. Louis Blues level. I was actually just mentioning this with David Minion before the broadcast started. When was the last time you saw an NHL All-Star on a two-way contract?
That is a great trivia question.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to look it up.
Well, it's been a perfect season for Brian, and you know now you know Yarrow's obviously matching him, and it's been a great tandem, and that's what you want, and that's what you know. Jake had a good last start, his last start. That's what you want. You want two goalies that the coach can put in, no matter home, road, back to back, whatever it is, and the group in front of them have confidence. You know, Boston has that. You know, with Thomas and Rask, but it's rare. It's more the Lundqvist, the Kiprasovs, the Brodeurs, the one guy that plays all the games. But, you know, it's certainly a nice luxury when you have two guys and you're really excited when either one of them plays.
And there is a big game going on right now at the Scott Trade Center with the Blues and Vancouver Canucks. Who would have thought the way the season began that the Blues right now will be playing Vancouver for the top spot in the entire Western Conference here right around the halfway point of the season?
No, it's great. I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, I think, you know, Doug Armstrong assembled a real good team. I know as part of the organization, we felt good about it going into training camp. You know, we had a heavy road schedule. We got off to a slower start than we would have liked. Obviously, once Ken Hitchcock was hired, you know, for whatever reason, a switch was thrown. And you look at the home record, and you know that's a huge part of this. I mean, we're right up there across the entire NHL for best home record, and you know that's what we need to establish here in Peoria. But you know the Blues have done a great job, and there's a lot of hockey to be played. But those points that you're earning now are so valuable come the end of the year.
I'll ask you one more question before we let you go, and it's kind of a broad one, but we are here. The last game of the first half, number 38 of 76 on the season. Just overall, your thoughts and impressions from the first half of the season?
Well, I mean, certainly the record and the points aren't exactly where we'd like it, but, the things that I like are we're really young, and all the injuries and all the call-ups have really, you know, let a lot of the younger guys develop and improve. And in the American Hockey League, generally, that's where your improvement comes from in the second half. The TJ Hensick, the Brett Sterlings, the Danny Savretts, their consistency level basically stays the same the whole season. But if Brett Ponich, and we're seeing it now with the Shattuck, De La Rivière, Sony line, you know, two second-year guys and a third-year guy, and all of a sudden, for the last 10, 12 games, there's a spike in their level of play, and you look at our record and it's there. And that's what we need. We need that on the back end too. We need, you know, those younger guys to keep coming along. And, you know, I think we have a good group. We have a hard-working group, and I think we're going to have a strong second half.
Kevin, we always appreciate the time, and enjoy the weekend here with a busy weekend for your club here at home.
Thanks, Brendan.
It is 1-0 Riverman after the first. We'll talk about it next on CD Country 107.9, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.